Entry and exit tones are off.
Everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. We will rejoice. Amen. And be glad in it. Amen. For one more day that the Lord has allowed us to see. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And just enjoy the beauty. Amen of the Lord today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we are grateful today. Praise God for another day's journey. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad. Amen. I'm glad about it. Amen. Glory to God. We praise the Lord. Amen. We pray and hope that your day was beautiful. Blessed. Praise God. Amen. It was just a blessing just to wake up this morning. Amen. Clothing in our right mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And the blood yet running warm in our veins. Amen. Able to move about. Praise God. To stretch. Praise God. Amen. To stretch. Amen. In Jesus this morning. And to bend over. Praise God. And to move about. Glory to God. Amen. And get the bones going. Get the body going. Amen. Glory to God. And we just praise the Lord today. Amen. For all his goodness. Amen. That he has bestowed upon us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't no sense in trying to search all over. Amen. Because you're not going to find nobody to do you like Jesus. Amen. And we just thank the Lord. Amen. You yet find me, yet saved, sanctified. Amen. And filled with the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. And that with a burning fire. Amen. And a made up mind. Amen. To keep on keeping on. Amen in the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, amen, for joining us tonight on the PNN Prayer News Network. Praise God. Amen. Well, good things are happening. Amen. Glory to God. Good things and good news. Amen. Hallelujah. Being told every night. Glory to God. Amen. You won't leave this place the same way you came. Amen. 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 We are truthful with that, praise God. Amen. The word is right. Amen. You will not leave this place, this line, amen, the same way you came. Amen. Always walking away, praise God. Amen. When they saying good night, you always going to have something in your mind, praise God. Amen. It's a word. Amen. It's a song. Amen. That something was said. Amen. That inspired you. Praise God. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight. Amen. And even to, amen, the visionary. Praise God. Amen. The host. Glory to God. Amen. I often say, amen, a woman that wear many hats. Amen. Evangelist. Amen. Annette Bradley. Amen. Whom we love very much. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That just, amen, just walking in the authority of God. Amen. Listening to the voice of God. Amen. And we praise the Lord for her. Praise God. Amen. For her endeavors, for her to keep on keeping on. Amen. I think I heard, amen, amen, Evangelist Everett, amen, was counting the days. Amen. There's some, amen, 400 and so many days. Amen. To let, amen, to know. Praise God. Amen. Started out with, I think, with 21 or 20, amen, but we are in, praise God, amen, 400, amen, the number 400 and plus, some, amen, amen, it's a plus, amen, some more days, amen. So we thank the Lord, amen, for Evangelist Bradley. Glory to God, amen, and I just praise the Lord, amen, for her. Praise the Lord for PNN, amen, all the advisors, hallelujah, all the listeners all over the world, hallelujah, amen. When I mean all over the world, amen, glory to God, amen. PNN, amen, is touching, amen, lives, amen, touching people, amen, and touching hearts, touching souls, touching minds, amen. It is doing an awesome work, praise God, amen. We may not can go to these places, amen, but the word, amen, is going forth. Amen. The word is traveling. Amen. And we praise the Lord again. Amen. For Vandis Bradley. Amen. Her time. Amen. And her work that she puts in. Amen. Wholeheartedly. Amen. In the days. Praise God. Amen. We said 400 plus. Amen. But the days of 400 today mark 463 days. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And we just praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm glad I got on board when I did. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's better. Amen. Than eating, praise God, chicken and dumpling and cornbread. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Amen. PNN is just good. Glory to God. And I thank the Lord for tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, for your endeavors, your dedication. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. In your faithfulness. Amen. I could just go on and on, but praise God. Amen. We ask you, praise God, continue to, amen, pray for her. Pray for Evangelist Bradley. Amen. Hallelujah. Let a day not go by, amen, that her name is not mentioned in prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it's not easy. Glory to God. Amen. And we want her to, praise God, to enjoy. Amen. And we just don't want to be spectators, but we want to be participators. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord for her. Thank the Lord. Amen. For all of you again. Amen. That have joined us tonight on PNN. Hallelujah. The Prayer News Network. Call a friend. Call a neighbor. Amen. Amen. Call your enemy. Praise God. Amen. If that don't do, text them, amen, to let them know Prayer News Network is on. Yes, girl, amen, it is on. Hallelujah, amen. So we give you, praise God, amen, a little time to get it together, amen, to text them, praise God, to settle down in your recliner, amen, so you can relax, amen, get ready. Hallelujah, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah, amen. I sit in my living room and, amen, and I get my phone, praise God. Amen, my husband look at me and say, it's that time, ain't it? Yes, I say, yes, sir. Amen, it's at that time. Amen, and whine and sing a song, it's about time. Glory to God, amen, hallelujah. Amen, what time is it? It's Amen. Glory to God. So we praise the Lord tonight for you. Praise God. Amen. Against it to all of our listeners. Amen. All over. Amen. Hallelujah. You would just be surprised. Amen. Glory to God. How far, amen, it reaches. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And I think, amen, some nights, amen, we give you the names, amen, of the listeners. Praise God. Amen. How far does it go? Amen. To Canada, Bermuda, Brazil. Amen. Totola. Hallelujah. Nassau, Bahamas, Nigeria, South Africa. Amen. The United States, China, Russia, Sweden, India, the Philippines, Malaya, glory to God, Australia, France, Spain, Saudi Arabia, Uganda, ah, Lord, hallelujah, Canada, United Kingdom, amen, and they are listening, amen, hallelujah, they are listening, amen, glory to God, to the Prayer News Network, amen, and we praise the Lord for them. Praise the Lord to all of our listeners all over, as far as our voice can be heard. Amen. We thank the Lord for you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For your support, your time, amen, and your effort. Praise God. To just, amen, just get the number, just dial it. Amen. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just ask you, praise God. Amen. Just continue to text someone. Amen, and let them know that we're on the air. Praise God, amen. Even on their job, they may not be at home, but some are listening on their jobs. Amen, where they're taking a break from work. Amen, and they're sitting down listening, praise God, to the Prayer News Network. Amen, we want to say thank you. Praise God, amen, to our family members. Thank you. Glory to God, amen, for listening. Amen, on tonight. Praise God, amen, and want you to know, amen, that the Prayer News Network, it does bring good news, glory to God, amen, to encourage you, amen, to lift up, amen, bow down the heads, amen, to lift up, praise God, amen, to lift the heavy burdens away, praise God, glory to God, amen, because there is good news, even though, praise God, amen, so much is going on around us, amen, glory to God, but there is good news, amen, and his name is Jesus Christ, and you know what, he comes to save, amen. He comes to save. He comes, amen, to redeem. Praise God. Glory to God. So we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. I'm just still excited about Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just excited. Amen. Is everything going? Amen. 100? No, ma'am, it's not. But I know where my help comes from. Amen. And I just know, amen, the more I praise him and not focus on my situation, amen, the more I praise him, the better I feel. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. To know that the victory is already won. Hallelujah. It's already won. Amen. Glory to God. It's already won. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. And we just want to praise God to get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just go let the Holy Ghost have his way. Glory to God. Amen. Just release and let go. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever's tight, whatever's hurting your feet, whatever feel like it got you all bind up, praise God, release and let it go. Glory to God. Because there is glory in the house. Hallelujah. The anointing is already here. Glory to God. Amen. And the Holy Ghost is already here. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. We just want to, amen, hallelujah, to amen, to remember, praise God, amen, to amen to even those, praise God, that has gone on, as we often say, those that has gone on, praise God, from labor to get their reward, hallelujah, amen, and those that are yet, praise God, on the battlefield, praise God, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, glory to God, amen, and just remember, amen, never forget where you come from, amen, never forget your upbringing, praise God, glory to God, amen, and sooner on, praise God, later on in the service, amen, we're going to give you numbers, praise God, to where you can get a copy, amen, of the broadcast tonight, amen, glory to God, amen, I want you to know, hallelujah, amen, I want you to know, praise God, amen, that you will be able to get copies of the service on tonight, amen. I want you to know, praise God, amen, that you also, amen, to dial, to listen, amen. You also can dial the number of 339-209-6891. Just in case you're not able to get in on, amen, the first number, praise God, amen. You can dial 339-209-6891. Amen. And then the other number, amen, 319-527-6763. Amen. That's if you're having a problem getting in, amen, to the regular number, to the 339-209-6891. Amen. You also can dial, amen, 319-527-6763. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And even our Facebook, amen, our Prayer News Network, amen. Glory to God. Amen. So if we got ways, praise God, to where, amen, glory to God. If you can't get it one way, amen, you can go to it on Facebook and listen. Amen. Glory to God, to the Prayer News Network. Amen. I thank the Lord. Amen. Because Saul said, where there's a will, there's a way. Amen. Glory to God. We want you to get all. We don't want you to miss nothing. Amen. Amen. What all the Lord has for you. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank you again. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, for your dedication. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We say to all of our acknowledge. Amen. All of our, amen, leaders that has gone on. Praise God. Amen. That have paved the way. Praise God. And to the late Apostle S.D. James. Senior, praise God, Apostle Samuel Hudgens, amen, and then the presiding bishop, K.A., amen, Tina, praise God, amen, and Apostle D.G. Taylor, praise God, amen. We thank the Lord for them, amen, and to your leaders, amen, glory to God, amen, and to my leaders, praise God. We thank the Lord for all of them, amen, all of them, praise God, amen, that's yet, praise God, proclaiming the good news, amen. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. I ask you to praise God to get ready to draw your hearts and minds in. Amen. And let's, amen, get ready, praise God, to go to the throne. Amen. Tonight and call on the name of Jesus.
The recording has started.
Call on the name of Jesus. Amen. Whatever you stand in need of tonight, glory to God. Amen. It's here. It's in the house. Amen. Just call up on him. Praise God. Come. Praise God. Believe it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Because we already know there is nothing too hard for God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We just want to give him praise. Amen. For the scripture said, amen. The scripture says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Amen. And let us exalt his name together. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. For his goodness, his mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. I was trying to think, praise God, amen, the word that, amen, Prophetess Eric was saying, amen. It wasn't hear ye, hear ye, but either way, it was about the newspaper, amen, telling the good news, glory to God, and that's what we have tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. Good news, amen, glory to God, amen, to share tonight, amen. Always expect something good when you come into the presence, amen, of the Lord, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. Lord, we come as humble as we know how. Hallelujah. Come, praise God, with our hands lifted up. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Asking you, Lord, to have your way tonight. Hallelujah. Asking you, Lord, to forgive us of our sins, hallelujah, to create in us, oh God, a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, I should have your way tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, we ask you tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, fulfill ye our joy. Glory to God, where there is sorrow, glory to God, where there is sadness, oh God, where there is despondent. Hallelujah, we ask you tonight, God, to stir up the joy oh God, because the word says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And Lord, we thank you tonight. Lord, we praise you tonight. We love you tonight, Lord. We honor you tonight, hallelujah, Lord, because you are my everything. Lord, you are everything that we need, hallelujah. You are bread when we're hungry, Lord. You are water when we're thirsty. You are a doctor, oh God, in the sick room. Hallelujah. You are peace, Lord. Yeah, God, when our mind is disturbed. Hallelujah. Lord, and we just come to say thank you, Lord. You are Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Without you, we just can't make it tonight. Lord, and we thank you, glory to God, because we realize, hallelujah, we need you more and more and more every day. Hallelujah. We can't even breathe without you. Glory to God. And we thank you, Lord, because we know, praise God, and realize it's the Holy Ghost that's keeping us alive. Oh, my God, we thank you tonight for the Holy Ghost. We thank you tonight for the Holy Ghost. Thank you tonight for the Holy Ghost, God. Thank you tonight for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you, Chaddai. Oh, Mama, God. I thank you, God, for the Rosh Shammai, for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Lord, it keeps me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you tonight. Lord, we praise your name tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because if it wasn't for you, God, on our side tonight, where will we be tonight? Glory to God. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We come tonight lifting up your name in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Because you are everything. Glory to God. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the strength that you give us from day to day. Lord, because we realize we can't even make it on our own. We're not strong enough. Glory to God. And Lord, we thank you tonight. We ask you tonight, Lord, have your way, God, in every area of our lives. Move upon this line tonight. Send God electricity through this line. Send electricity through this line, oh God. Lord, that your anointing of God destroys every yoke. Oh God, that everybody healed in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, that they won't leave this place the same way they came. Lord, we need you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for what our ears have already heard this week. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. Heal tonight. Deliver tonight. Sanctify. Fill with the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah, change hearts. Change minds tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we decree and declare tonight. Hallelujah, it's already done. In the name of Jesus. Remember in the United States tonight, in the name of Jesus, the White House, the President, oh God, the Vice President, in the name of Jesus and the staff, oh God, that be anointed, oh God, destroy every yoke. Hallelujah, Lord, you sit high and you look low, God. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you for your protection. We thank you, Lord, for the blood. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that cover our children, our grandchildren. Glory to God. Even on the highways and the byways, we thank you tonight for the blood. It still works in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The blood of Jesus, it still works. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It reaches the highest mountain and it flows through the lowest valley. The blood, it will never lose its power. The blood still works even in our nation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even in sickness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every disease, every plague. Glory to God. There is nothing too hard for you. In the name of Jesus, And Lord, we thank you tonight. Remember Evangelist Bradley tonight. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you tonight, poor Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to restore, God, renew, revive. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, order her steps. Glory to God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you open up the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing that she won't even have room enough to receive. Glory to God that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, what all that the Lord has in store for her. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you tonight. Glory to God for the PNN family. We thank you tonight, hallelujah, for every advisor. Oh, God, every listener, every leader, every evangelist, every prophet tonight. We thank you for every boy, every girl, every mom, every dad, every grandma and every grandpa, all of our listeners, whether great or small, we thank you tonight. Lord, and we ask you. Your assignment is counseled by the blood of Jesus. Your assignments are counseled in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, Lord, and we praise your name. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, bless tonight. Even our speaker tonight. God, we don't have a program to go by. Only praise God, the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we thank you tonight, all of God. Oh, God, Holy Ghost, take charge. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because without you, we just can't make it. If we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to preach you. If we had 10,000 hands, Lord, it wouldn't be enough to praise your name. But Lord, that we do have, we just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Glory to God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you tonight. For your goodness, your love, your kindness. We thank you, Lord. And we owe it all to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. And we ask you tonight, hide us behind the cross in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Keep us under your blood. Glory to God. Cover us in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we will forever give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you. Lord, we ask you tonight, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh, Lord, thy strength and thy redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Glory to God. Angels bow before him. Heaven on earth adore him. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about you. Amen. But my God is mighty. Mighty in power. Mighty in strength. In the name of Jesus. We thank the Lord tonight. Glory to God for you. Being with us, say amen. Amen. This is Wednesday. Somebody say amen. It's hump day. Glory to God. Amen. Well, we just thank the Lord for hump day. Amen. We thank the Lord for a blessed day. We thank the Lord for this is the day. Amen. Regardless of how of it went for you, amen. Glory to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Glory to God. It was already ordained. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before we ever thought about it, before we was born, glory to God, this day was already ordained. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord. Amen. The Lord already knew, praise God, 2021. Amen. What I was going to be doing. Amen. On Wednesday, 20 and 21. Same for you. Amen. He already knew what you was going to be doing. He already knew where you was going to go. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord for today. Amen. Glory to God, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. For you. Hallelujah. Amen. And you. And yes, you. Glory to God. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. We'll be your co-hosts tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Evangelist Bond. Amen. You can just say Sister Diane. Amen. I'm okay with all. Some say Sister Diane. Some say Sister Sylvia. Amen. Glory to God. Some say, hey, girl. Amen. But glory to God. Amen. I am what I am by the grace of God. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord for you tonight. Amen. For being with us tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And we're going to get ready, amen, to have a solo tonight. Glory to God. And we're so grateful, amen, for this young lady tonight. Amen. She rededicated her life, amen, right here, amen, on the PNN. Amen. Rededicated. Amen. Thought about it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Don't tell me, praise God, the Holy Ghost is not real. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Amen. For this young lady tonight. Amen. Rededicated her life to the PNN. Amen. And she's going to sing for us tonight. Amen. And that is none other than Sister Anita Williams. God bless you. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Just match star 6. Amen. And come on over. Let's say praise the Lord for her tonight. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
I am who I am today because God used my mistakes. He worked them for my good like no one else ever could, and I am who I am today because God used my mistakes. He worked them for my good like no one else ever could. I am who I am today because God used my mistakes. He worked them for my good like no one else ever could, and I am who I am today because God used my mistakes, and He told me to tell you today that it was necessary. Yes, it was necessary. Yes, it was. It was necessary. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you. Amen, Sister Anita. Amen, Williams. Amen. Glory to God. It was necessary. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for you tonight. Amen. I am who I am today because God used my mistakes. Amen. He used them for my good. Amen. Ain't somebody said, ain't the Lord good? Amen. Glory to God that I am. She let us know that, amen, I am what I am because God used my mistakes. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I know it didn't feel good. Amen. It didn't look good. Amen. People talked about us. Praise God. Pointed fingers at us. Amen. Say we wasn't no good. Amen. But look at God. Amen. Glory to God. He turned up that thing around. Amen. To use our mistake. Amen. For our good. Glory to God. Amen. That's a message in itself. Ha, Lord have mercy. Amen. Glory to God. I am who I am. Glory to God. Amen. Because God used my mistakes. Amen. He used them for my good. Amen. Amen. Sister, you said something. You said something. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And she let us know. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He used them. Amen. And it was what? It was necessary. Glory to God. Let me move on. Thank you, Sister Anita. Amen. Awesome. Awesome song. Amen. Beautiful voice. Glory to God. Amen. Hope we hear more from you. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. How many can say it's word time? Amen. It is word time. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It's word time. Amen. Is there a word from the Lord? Yes, there is a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Don't touch that dial. Stay right there where you are. Continue to give God some praise. Amen. As our speaker get ready to come, amen, tonight, amen, in the name of Jesus, amen, and who is none other than, amen, Evangelist Linda Murray, praise God, for the Firstborn Church of the Living God, amen, in Chattahoochee, amen, Florida. Glory to God, amen, hallelujah, let's just shout, praise the Lord tonight, amen, for Evangelist, amen, Linda Murray. Amen. God bless you tonight, woman of God. Amen. Just match star six. Amen. And come on over. Hallelujah. Help yourself tonight. Glory to God. Amen.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can. Yes, ma'am.
God bless.
God bless you.
God, for that song of praise from the sister that really blessed my soul.
Yes.
I give honor to the Most High God tonight, who is my life. I give honor to each and every one on the line tonight, all of the advisors, the pastors, all leaders, and the people in other countries, my brothers and sisters, God bless. And to the visionary, my sister, my friend, lifetime friend, my cousin in the Lord, my cousin. I praise God for Evangelist Bradley, for each and everyone who make up this body of Christ tonight. I don't want to call names and leave out anybody. I just bless and praise God for you. Thank God for each and every one of you who took the time out to come and break bread with us tonight.
Amen.
There's so many other things that you could have been doing, but praise God that you choose to come out and give God a little bit of your time on PNN. My scriptures tonight will be coming from Psalms 1, the 5th and 6th verse. Psalms 1, King James Version, the 5th and 6th verse. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And I'm also going to Isaiah chapter 5, the 14th verse. Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth wide without measure. Their glory and their multitude in their pomp. And he that rejoices shall descend into it. Praise God. The word of the Lord is already blessed. I'm going into a word of prayer. O most gracious and eternal Father, Lord God, I come to you tonight asking, Lord God, that you will allow lending to decrease and you get the increase, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I ask that you allow me to speak as a vessel used by you. I stand here willing, vessel, Lord God, to be used by you, to be used for your honor and meet for the Master Jesus. Lord God, I ask that you just give me a word, a word, my word for your people, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you, Lord God. Tonight, Jim Brooks, people of God, you know, it's no secret that we're living in the last in evil days. We're living in the last and final days. And I know, you know, many may say that I've heard that since I was a little child, you know, grandmother and them said it, and granddaddy and them said it, and uncle and aunties and said it, and, you know, it still haven't happened yet. Then grandmama been dead 20, 30, granddaddy been dead 40 years, and over 40 years, and still the earth is still standing. But I got news for you tonight. The end times are here. It don't take a rocket scientist. It don't take you don't have to have a PhD in psychology, or you don't have to have a master's degree. You don't even have to have a high school diploma to see that the end times, or the Bible, is fulfilling itself. And tonight, and it seems as if people are living like they have no fear of God no more, that the love of God, a lot of people are living like the love of God has just wiped cold in the heart. The true love of God has just truly wiped cold in people's heart, and they don't fear God. And I thank God for my upbringing. Because we was taught as coming up, we was taught about hell. The older generation put the fear of God and the fear of hell, going to hell, in us. And many don't believe in hell. It's a lot of people nowadays that just don't even believe hell exists. And they don't believe that people are actually going to go to a hell. They don't believe there's such thing as hell, a place as hell. You know, oftentimes, you know, we hear Minister Bradley tells us about how hell wasn't made for God's people. He didn't make hell for his people. It was made for Satan and his fallen angels. And because man, kind didn't want to do right, they became disobedient, stiff-necked, and don't want to obey God's commandments. They want to continue in their ways. So hell has enlarged herself. And I thank God once again for my upbringing, because the people, the way I came up, they taught us about hell. They taught us about hell. You know, it's barely time that you would go to church, and people didn't teach, or the preacher didn't teach, or preacher didn't mention hell. And it's not like that today. So many people don't believe hell exists, and that so many people don't believe that there is a place called hell. And yes, there is truly a place called hell, and many people are going to go there, and it's your choice. If I would give my message a topic tonight, I believe it's choose. Your choice. Where you want to spend eternity, that's your choice. Your choice. And the older generation would put the fear of God in us, and they would tell us about hell. Yes, they talked about God, He's a good God, and he is. He's a forgiving God. Yes, he is, and he's a just God, and he is also a God of judgment. If you live right, follow his commandments, heaven belongs to you. Just so you live, just so you die. I remember my Aunt Bessie, who died a few years ago, 97 years old, and she always would tell us that. She died at the age of 97 years old, and she would always tell us, just so you live, just so you die. And that really, really always stuck with me. I remember her telling me that as just a little young girl. And I fear hell. I used to, I still do. I fear hell. And what inspired me, I say, God gave me this message a few weeks ago, here in Chattahoochee, Florida, about to go, the lights went out, and the lights went out for about 3.5 hours. In the first couple of hours, it was kind of okay, but after that last hour and a soul went down, it was extremely hot. I mean, it was hot, and I got some ice water, and I got some a fan and tried to fan myself and cool off a little bit. And after a while, the heat got so intense, I began to say, Lord, please let the light come back on. And while I was speaking that, the lights came back on. And when the lights came back on, I said, I just begin to clap my hands and just glorify God for the lights coming back on. And when I glorified God, I told him, I said, Jesus, I'm not going to hell. I promise you I'm not going to hell. I said, Lord, I promise you I'm not going to hell, and I'm going to do better. I'm going to even do better than I've always done, because this heat was really intense, and he inspired me. I began to, I went to this chapter in Isaiah about how hell is enlarging itself and what it means to enlarge. It's making room. It's making room. It's enlarging. It's spreading. And that's because of the people who want to disobey God and don't want to walk in his precepts and don't want to walk in his statutes and just don't believe there is such a place. And, you know, in our church we sing a song saying that this is the dressing up room down here. You got to go to heaven from right down here. There is no detour. You got to leave. You got to live right. You got to treat everybody right. You got to love your sisters and brothers from right down here. A lot of people think that, I guess, once you get there, once you die and get before the Lord, then you can make that decision of where you want to spend eternity. No, you got to make that decision right down here. You got to go to heaven from right down here. So it's a choice. I remember many years ago, I was probably like in my 20s, I know, and it was in the middle of July, and it was very hot, and we was at a family gathering, and one of the people at the gathering began to have a conversation about how hot it was out there, and another person said to the other person that was complaining about the heat, said, well, yes, it's going to be hotter than this if you die and go to hell and if you burn up. And then another person, I was just listening to the conversation, another person who of another faith talked about how she don't know where to get that life from. There's no such thing as hell, no such place, and no such thing as people burning up. And she said that Jehovah is too good to send people, to let people burn up. And I just began to feel the thing. I said, well, Lord, I thank you again for my upbringing, that I was taught that it's your choice. Yes, he's a good God. Yes, he's a just God. That's why he gives us a choice of where we want to spend eternity. It's our choice. It's our choice. We choose. He gives us the open mind to do so. And it's not his will that any of us should perish and we all be brought to repentance. But we got to know that we have a choice to choose whether we want to live right and rest in heaven with him or die and go to hell where the devil is. And it wouldn't be fair. It just wouldn't be right for a person who's working hard and doing all they can to do right and going through all of these trials and tribulations and weathering all these storms that the enemy tries to put on them, and they rest in the same place. It wouldn't be fair. It just wouldn't be fair. And I don't understand why people think like that, that there is no hell, but I tell you there is very much so, because I believe what the Bible says. I believe what the basic instruction before leaving earth teaches us, that there is a hell. Just as sure as there is a heaven, there is a hell. And my belief is truly that there is a heaven and there is a hell, and I don't want to go to hell. I want to go where Jesus is. I know all that I've been through. A lot of times we say, and I often say it myself, I've been through enough hell here on earth to not to die and go to hell. But no matter how we can think how bad a situation we are going through on this earth may seem to be, that no matter how bad it is, we can never compare to the badness of going to hell. Hell is described in Revelation as a lake of fire that is going to burn eternity. You won't have a chance. I thought about it, so Lord, if I would mess around here and let my soul be lost for any reason, I can't get a glass of ice water in hell. I can't grab a fan in hell. And I thank God. I thank God. It truly grieves my spirit to think that people don't believe that there is a hell. And I just pray, I pray. My prayer is, Lord God, to open up their eyes and let them see and let them know that they need to live right, that we need to live right. We need to get it right. Because time is winding down. Time is winding down. And I thank God for him giving us a choice of where we want to spend our last days, our eternal days. I choose right. I'd rather choose heaven. I tell you, and, you know, think about it, how fair would it be if I laid up here on my couch watching TV and the movies and eating popcorn and drinking soda, and someone else is getting up, going to work, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and getting ready to get on their job 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, and they work all day long, putting in their hours, and to get their paycheck 2 weeks later or to get their paycheck 1 week later, and I go up there and I hadn't been doing nothing but sitting here laying on my couch watching television and eating popcorn or what have you. How fair would that be, hadn't put in no hours? And how fair would that be if I stood in that same line expecting and they give me a paycheck too? That wouldn't be fair. And that's just the way it is about choosing what side you want to be on about going to heaven. That, and I thank God. I thank God. I thank God I choose the right. I thank God I choose to live right and do right, do his will to the best of my knowledge. No, I'm not perfect. I haven't reached perfection. I'm still on this side. Yes, I made some mistakes, and I still make some. But I thank God. I thank God that I'm trying my best to live as his words say, by his word to the best of my ability. That's why I repent daily. I repent daily because sometimes there may be a thought that ran through your mind or what have you that wasn't
pleasing in the Lord's sight. So you ask God for forgiveness, you have to repent. But how can I just thank God? I thank God. I thank God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God that you just can't live any sort of way just in breaking his commandments and rest in the same place that the people who's living right and doing right rest. You just can't break his commandments, and you know better. We know better. Some know better. There's some people who don't know better, I tell you, but those who know better will be whipped with many stripes, says the word of God. The way that I choose is not to be, do have fair, to do fair. Would it be fair to someone else, Lord God? Yes, I did. But to rest in the same place, that righteous God, the righteousness of God, to rest in the same holy place, there's going to be a separation. Yes, some might say, how can I get right down to get right on, get in it, get it together. Some may say, I can get it together in a moment of the twinkling of an eye. Yes, sometimes people have that chance. Oh, I got time. I got time to get it together. I'm young now, and I got time. I got time to wait. I can get it together. I'm going to wait until I get a little older to come to God. But, you know, when you pass by the cemetery, you see big graves, small graves, medium-sized graves. So you don't know. We don't know the hour of the day he's going to come back at us. So I would choose the right. I would choose to get it right now while I still have a chance. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's a choice. He gives us a choice, and it's up to us to make that choice. It's up to us to make the right choice. And I thank him for his goodness and his leading me all the days of my life. I haven't always been saved, but I thank God. I thank God for saving me. I thank him for dying on the cross for me. And that is enough, I tell you, that is enough by itself to make us want to do right, to do right. And I was thinking about that song years ago that Slim and the Supreme Angels sing about death and the beautiful lady, how when death came to see her and it came to get another person, and the other person, she thought that death was coming to get her, and she told him to give her a warning before he come back to get her. And we're not going to always be like death and the beautiful lady, and we're not going to be always like the man who had the chance, like the man who hung on the cross, the thief that hung on the cross with Jesus, saying, Father, when you enter into your Father's kingdom, remember me. Yes, thank God that we sometimes have that chance. A lot of people have that chance. But if I was you, I wouldn't take that chance to wait. I wouldn't take time to wait. I would get it right now. I would get it right while I have a chance. I wouldn't wait and see if I'm going to be like death and the beautiful lady. Am I going to get old and have the signs of my hair turning gray and my teeth falling out and decaying, or my back getting weak and my limbs getting weak or what have you? I wouldn't take that chance. I'd give my heart to Jesus right now. I would give it to Jesus right now. And no matter how bad we can imagine in our minds, in our deepest thoughts, how bad we can imagine that hell is, and no matter how the Bible describes hell, it is way beyond our wildest imagination. It's way worse than we could ever imagine. It is way worse than it could be. We can imagine that it could be. And no matter how much in our wildest imagination that we can imagine heaven, heaven is way better than we can ever imagine it can be. You know, Tamela Mann sings a song saying, I can only imagine what it would be like when I get before the King and ask him to. I can only imagine. I can only imagine getting in the worship position and being able to just worship him day and night, just being before my King all the time. I just can only imagine. That's enough right there to make me want to get it right if I wasn't already, didn't already have it right with God. The older generation, when they would teach us about hell, they would tell us, you know, you go stick your hand to that stove, that fire on that stove, and you see how hot that fire is, and you're able to take your hand back from that stove. You go put your hand to that fireplace or that heater, and you'll be able to snatch your hand back. But if you run here and lose your stove, and you won't be able in that lake of fire, when you're cast into that lake of fire of eternal damnation, you won't be able to take back your hand from that fire. You won't be able to get a drink of water. You won't be able to get no ice. You won't be able to be under air conditioning. But Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that there is a choice. There is a choice that we need to make right now for those who are not saved, who those that put, yes, hell is real. It is an actual place called hell. The way I know is because the Bible says so. The Word of God says so. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. Lord, we got to love. We got to love everybody, regardless of whether they're sinners or not. We got to love the sinner and hate the sin. That's what God do. He loves the sinner still, but he hates the sin. And he don't want to see none of us go to hell. He don't want to see none of us cast into eternal devil and damnation. And one of the things is, that like the Word of God said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge and understanding. There's a lot of people perishing today because of lack of knowledge and understanding. I was watching TBN, and they had this young man that called in, and they were talking about being gay, that it was wrong, and they preached from some scriptures and telling it, and the young man called in crying because he said he didn't know it was wrong. He thought it was okay, that there was nothing wrong with it, that it was okay with it in God's eyesight. So that's why we have to just pray for one another. We have to pray for our loved ones who caught up in sin, who caught up in things that bound in sin and bound in these things that the enemy has held them captive in. We have to pray that they're loose from that bondage, because many, many are perishing because of lack of knowledge and understanding. They haven't heard the gospel. If they heard the gospel, you know, some things nowadays preachers don't preach, preachers don't teach, because they're afraid that they're going to lose a member or two. But I would rather, if I was a pastor of a church, I'd rather have 5 members that was living right and living holy than to have a church packed with people who's not living anything, that's on their way to hell. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And you have to be very careful. And I learned this through experience. You have to be very careful, like the older generation would tell us, you be careful of who table that you eat from, because not everybody that's crying, Lord, Lord, is truly Lord, Lord. I remember a few years back, and it ain't been many years, maybe like 3 years, to hear a lady that was pastoring in the church in Tallahassee, Florida, and it was a big congregation, and she had pastored this church for a long time. And it was on the news one afternoon that this lady had just stood up and she told the congregation that she was an atheist, that she didn't even believe in God. And she's up there in the pulpit teaching people and what have you. And she said she didn't even believe in God. She just studied the Bible and decided that she would become a preacher. I don't know what inspired her to come confess and tell the people about her iniquity. Maybe she had made all the money she wanted to make or what, but I don't know her true, the story behind it. But I remember seeing it on the news. I can't remember in Barbados what she was, the reason that she came forward with and confessed to what she was. And another situation I remember, this was quite a few years ago, I was going, went down to a revival that someone was running, and at this revival, I tell you, this person preached very, very well. I mean, they could preach their hair straight up on the roof of teeth. I mean, preach, prophesy, and everything else, and do the word of God. I tell you, they preach. And I was telling one of my friends about it, and who's an evangelist, and she told me, she said, Linda, she said, I remember having a friend who went to one of those services, and she told me to tell you. And as I tell you, you're going to see God is going to bring it to your mind when I tell you. But that person, transgender, it was a woman dressed up as a man, and she was up there preaching the word of God. And as she told me, God revealed, I could see what she was talking about. And I say, Lord, I tell you, every day the sunrise shines and sets. The first prayer when I get up in my devotional service, I ask God to give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of his word and of him, and give me discernment of spirit, and give me to drown out all distractions, and to drown out all distractions, and to drown out every spirit that is not of him, to let me recognize it. Because I tell you, people are bold nowadays. They don't have the fear of God in them. They think that they'll get up and do everything and anything they big and bad enough to do. Yes, Lord God, I tell you, that really stirred my spirit. And I thank God for PNN. I thank God for being able to come on this line and know that I can hear some real, true men and women of God, and I don't have to have any doubt in my mind about them. And I praise God for that. And they're concerned about the souls of people. They're concerned about the lives of people. And I just thank God. I thank God for what he is in my life. I thank God. I thank God that we all can say like the psalmist said, whew, I was on my way down. My feet had weighed me slip. And I was on my way down to a horrible pit. But the Lord picked me up, set my feet on a rock, and established my going. When we was all on our way, we all could have lifted up our eyes in the devil's hair. The Lord saved us and delivered us from all out of our midst. And I thank God for delivering me. I thank God for delivering you. I thank God for delivering the people who are the unsaved, Lord God. And I'm praying that the unsaved will get saved, that you will open up their eyes and let them realize that there is a place called hell and there is a place called heaven. And it's your choice. It's your choice to choose where you want to spend eternity. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. Praise the Lord. I pray that I've said something to encourage your heart, that has been inspirational.
and food for thought. I bless God for his word, and I thank him. I thank him. I thank him saving my soul from hell. And as I said before, I said again, Lord, I promise you that I will not go to hell. And I'm praying that hell will not have to enlarge itself anymore, any more than it already has. I'm praying for my family, for all of my sisters and brothers in Christ, that they would turn around, those who are not saved, that they would turn around. They would turn around and get it right before it's too late, because we're truly living in the last days. We're truly living in the last days. And I thank and I praise God for you tonight, people of God. I thank and praise God for you. Bless Evangelist Bond.
Amen. God bless you. Amen tonight. Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen, Evangelist Linda Murray. Amen. Thank you tonight for the word. Amen. To letting us know. Amen. She let us know we have a choice. Glory to God. We have a choice. Amen. Heaven or hell. Amen. She made it so plain. Amen. To where a first grader could understand it. Praise God. To let us know. Amen. In the church days. Amen. The mothers would teach, preach about hell. Amen. To where, amen, they just have to say the word. Amen. Fire, you burn forever and ever, amen, ever, amen. Glory to God, and no one can help. Amen. That would just put fear in us. Amen. We say we don't want to go to hell. Amen. Afraid to go to sleep at night.
Yes.
Amen. But tonight, yes, today, these days, amen, you can preach to your eyeballs fall out. Amen. You can say it. Amen. Read it. Praise God. Amen. And she say, amen. Glory to God. They don't take it. They think it's a play thing. Amen. They'll say the word. Amen. At that scale. Yeah, I like to know what I'm living in now. Amen. You have not even touched the surface yet. I don't want to go. I do not want to go. Amen. And I'm not planning on going. Glory to God. Amen. Evangelist Murray, praise God. Amen. Thank you tonight for the word. Glory to God. Amen. The choice is yours tonight. Amen. For the words that choose you this day, whom you're going to serve. Glory to God. Amen. I choose Jesus tonight. I choose heaven. Glory to God. Amen. Evangelist, amen. Murray tonight, amen. We're going to ask you to come back, amen, to the platform, amen, to extend, amen, glory to God, amen, extend to them, amen, invitation, amen, the prayer, amen, for salvation, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, amen, that they don't want to go to hell, praise God, amen, glory to God, amen, to know, amen, hell is hot, hell is real. Glory to God, amen, and actually praise God, amen, to also, amen, glory to God, to take the prayer request, amen, for any sickness, amen, for hallelujah, amen, any one more prayer tonight for, amen, for the family members, this high ever, praise God, amen, we're going to turn it back over to you, Evangelist Murray, God bless you.
God bless. Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Yes. Is there anybody out there tonight that may be listening that who's not saved and want to be saved? Press star 6 and come on over to the platform side, and we will pray with you that your soul won't be lost. If you know that your soul is in danger of hellfire, press star 6 and come on over to the platform side. If you need salvation, Anyone out there, star six, come on over to the platform side.
No one's on the platform, Evangelist. You can go ahead and move forward, if you will.
Okay. Is there anybody out there tonight who would like to request prayer on behalf of themselves or behalf of them others, a family member or someone sick or what have you? Just press star six if you want prayer tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hello, this is Gwen. Thank you, Evangelist Curry, for that wonderful message.
God bless you, Sister Gwen.
Thank you, God bless you as well. Okay, I would like to request prayer for myself, for anything in my body that is not physically right, for him to heal that, for him to give further strength in him. Also, my mom is scheduled to have a knee surgery coming up Monday, and I would just like to request prayer for that, for him to be in the operating room with her throughout that process.
Okay.
And throughout the healing process as well. Brother Vernon Jackson,
okay,
for his strength, physical strength, after his double amputation. And just for anybody in the sick and shut-in list, to give them the strength they need to get through, all the ladies at the Work Relief Center as well. Thank you, ma'am. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Gwen.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, woman of God. This is Evangelist Everett from Jacksonville.
Yes.
My prayer request, God bless you. My prayer request is for the Carter family and the Quinn family. A young man passed away today from COVID, and his name was George Quinn. His wife's name is Nancy Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N. And, of course, her mother name is Carter, and she's, you know, one of the mothers of the Church of Our Ministry, in our ministry, rather. And so please pray for that family, and I'm requesting prayer for the leaders of the body of Christ.
Okay.
And my family as well.
Okay.
God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else tonight with question prayer?
There was another caller. You can come back to the platform if you would. There you are. God bless you.
Yes, I'd like to ask prayer for my cousin Lois. They had to put her in the hospital this evening, and she has pneumonia.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, this is Sister Fan, and I was requesting prayer for my husband, that God would give him strength in his body and also for salvation. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Is there anyone else tonight? Press star six and come on over to the platform side.
Evangelist Murray, I apologize for coming on again. This is Gwen. I would like to request prayer for one of my friends, Bobby Carver, who is in the hospital with a touch of pneumonia. They're running various tests, trying to run different antibiotic treatments and see what they can do for it. So I would like to request prayer for him as well. Thank you.
You said Bobby Carver?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
God bless.
Woman of God, God bless you again. Would also like to ask that we pray for one of our songbirds, Sister Clarissa Lowe Johnson. Just want to pray for her and condition in her body. So we want to pray, you know, healing and that the Lord would strengthen her in this hour as well.
Okay. God bless. Anyone else tonight requesting prayer? Would there be another?
Looks like the platform is free, woman of God.
Okay. Go ahead and begin. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you tonight, Lord God. We come to you glorifying you, Lord God. Our most gracious and eternal Father, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God. We come before you thanking you, Lord God. Before we even ask of you, Lord God. We come thanking you, Lord God, knowing that these prayer requests, these petitions are already answered. Lord God, we come asking you, Lord God, tonight. Tonight, Lord God, we come asking you, Lord God, to bless Sister Gwen. Continue to bless her, Lord God. Continue to give her strength, Lord God. Continue to bless her body, Lord God. We lift her up before you, Lord God. Lord God, continue to bless her. Women at the Work Release Center, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you even working a work in them rest where they are, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the Work Release Center, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, for what the enemy meant for bad, Lord God, you're turning around for the good. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in their lives, Lord God. We thanking you, Lord God, for strength in all of their lives, Lord God. Oh, we thanking you for the turnaround, Lord God. We thanking you, Lord God. We thanking you, Lord God, that they won't leave the same way they came, Lord God, that they'll go higher in you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, and they will stay, Lord God. They will stay in you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we come at them that you touch Mother Reed, Lord God. You be with her, Lord God, as she go into the hospital room, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you are the great physician, Lord God. You be in there, Lord God, as they open up those knees and operate on those knees, Lord God. Oh, you touch them with your nails, God, hands, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that the healing has already taken place, Lord God. And we continue to lift up Brother Bobby Carter, Lord God. We lift up Vernon Jackson, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for him, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you touch, Lord God. Move in the bodies, Lord God, as only you can, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that it's already done, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we lift up the Carter and the Quinn family, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you send comfort, Lord God, in their hour of sorrow, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we know that you are the comforter, Lord God, that you will comfort them, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the comforter, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Send peace to their troubled mind, Lord God, right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you take them through this time of bereavement, Lord God, and you give them strength that only you can give, Lord God. And, Lord God, we pray for our leaders all over the world, Lord God, all over the country, Lord God, in every country, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we pray for our leaders, Lord God. Oh, that you would strengthen them, Lord God, as they carry out your work, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, it's not an easy task, Lord God, trying to lead people, Lord God. So, Lord God, we need to help in your strength, Lord God. Oh, you strengthen them, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you strengthen them. Oh, Lord, you continue to strengthen Evangelist Evers in her family, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, bless that great woman, oh God, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to bless her, Lord God. Continue to bless her going out and her coming in, Lord God. Everywhere her feet should shred, Lord God, in her family, Lord God.
Oh, Lord God, you pour out your oil upon her right now, Lord God. You continue to pour out your oil right now, Lord God, on her, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we lift up Lois, Lord God, in the hospital, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, prayer can go where we can't go, Lord God. So we send your prayer, Lord God. We send the prayer. We send the word of God. Oh, Lord God, into the hospital room, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, touch Lois, Lord God, right now with those nails, scarred hands of yours, Lord God. We bind and rebuke the sickness, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we rebuke the pain right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we lift up Sister Fan, Lord God, who's standing in the gap for her husband, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, save him, Lord God. Heal him, Lord God. Touch him, Lord God. Oh, deliver him, Lord God. We claim it done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, save in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We believe in that it's already done, Lord God. We're going to still turn around. We're going to feel a big turnaround right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we lift up Sister Clarissa, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we let you reach your nails, God, hands right now, Lord God. Move upon our body right now, Lord God. Lord God, you say that all sickness and evil is of the devil, Lord God. We rebuke the enemy's plan right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for her body, Lord God. We speak healing right now, Lord God, in your son Jesus' name. We speak it right now, Lord God. You said in your word that anything we ask according to your will, Lord God, it will be done. And we believe that it is your will that healing take forth, Lord God. And these people who asking for healing, asking for to be saved, Lord God. It's not your will that anybody should perish, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to save the one that's closest to hell, Lord God. Save them, Lord God. Turn them around right now, Lord God. And you do it for your glory, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We magnify you right now, Lord God. We lift up your holy name, Lord God. And we give you all the glory and honor and praise right now in your son, Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. It's so ill, so it's already done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. It's already done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's already done. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Amen. What a night. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. I dare you to shout, I believe God.
Hallelujah.
I believe God, amen. Regardless of the outcome, I believe God. I believe him, I believe him, I believe it. Amen, glory to God. I believe him tonight. Amen, glory to God. Amen, that there is a way that seems mighty sweet. Amen. But glory to God. Nobody want to get on. Amen. Glory to God. Everybody want to get on Hollywood Boulevard. But nobody want to get on. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The Holy Boulevard. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a way that seems right. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. That's the. Amen. Glory to God. God, the straight and the narrow. Glory to God. Amen. Everybody looking for the broad.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But the straight and the narrow, amen, is the way. Glory to God. Amen. I believe God tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you again. Amen. Evangelist. Amen. Murray tonight. Amen. The bottom of her heart gave it. Praise God. Amen. The word tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Nobody should leave this line tonight. Amen. Wondering and pondering which way should I go. Glory to God. Amen. The roadmap has already been. Amen. She laid it out there. Amen. Gave us, amen, the way, right, the right way to go. Amen. Glory to God. How to get there. What would happen? Praise God. If you don't go that way, what would happen if you don't go this way? Amen. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Amen. The choice is up to you and I tonight. Amen. So again, I want to say we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Thank the Lord tonight. Amen. For the word, the song. Amen. Glory to God. Everything that has taken place. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Just knowing, praise God, the Holy Ghost is here. Glory to God. And I praise the Lord tonight, amen, just in the feasting on the word of God, amen, thanking, amen, glory to God. I want to make sure, amen, glory to God, if I ain't saved, amen, I definitely will be getting saved right now, amen, right now. And then even praise God, amen, I ask the Lord, yet still, amen, by myself, saying, Lord, if I ain't saved, forgive my grandma, but if I ain't saved, save me, Lord. Save me. Glory to God. Amen. I don't want to miss out. I don't want to lose. Amen. When I wake up, amen, I see Jesus' face. I want to see it in peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. So much has been said tonight. Praise God. Amen. With the word of God on tonight. Amen. I want you to know, praise God, that you, yes, you, amen, can get a copy, amen, amen, of the service on tonight. Glory to God, amen. Want to listen to it again and again and again and again, amen. Hallelujah, amen. This word, amen, that has been going forth will make you think, amen. And that's what it's all about, amen. Not just on here just to be saying something, amen, like we don't have anything to do or they don't have anything to do, praise God, amen, but giving us the word to make sure, amen, make sure, amen, that we got all that we need, amen, when we get ready to take our trip, hallelujah, amen, or when we get ready to see Jesus, glory to God, amen, because it's going to come a time, amen, as my pastor preach, amen, glory to God, amen, so many times, praise God, I heard him, praise God, and others speak, praise God, it's coming back up again. Glory to God, amen. I seem important now, but it's coming back up again. Glory to God, hallelujah. Well, we're going to need this word. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, to where, amen. The song said, take the Lord with you everywhere you go. Everywhere, why? Because you're going to need him, you're going to need him everywhere. You go, amen, but let me give you some numbers to where we can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight, praise God, amen, so you can share it with friends, with families, amen, and when you got your quiet time, amen, just go back and listen to it again, amen, listen to it again tonight, glory to God, amen, when everybody's going to sleep, and you, amen, if you're like me, you're the only one that's up, listen to it again. Glory to God, amen, and see, amen, what the word, amen, and what, amen, evangelist, amen, is telling us tonight, amen. But the number is 912-257-3918. 912-257-3918. Amen, and we have another number, amen, and that number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. Want to make sure, amen, that you get a copy, amen, of the service on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. To let us know, praise God. Hallelujah. Good news. Amen. Is on PNN. Amen. The Prayer News Network. Amen. I told you, you won't leave this place the same way you came. Amen. Yet, praise God, rejoicing. Amen. In Jesus. Amen. Because of what? The word. Amen. Glory to God. And nothing like, amen, the good news tonight. What is the good news? The gospel. Amen. Of Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's what it's about. Hallelujah. Amen. Spreading the good news. Hallelujah. Amen. The song said everything is going down. But the word of God, glory to God. And we thank God tonight for you. Amen. Again, amen to the host, amen, the visionary evangelist Bradley, amen, as the prayer went forth, amen, tonight. Hallelujah, amen. Believe it. Glory to God, amen. Pray for one another, amen, and just know, hallelujah, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Hallelujah, amen, as they say, praise God. Amen. COVID has not gone anywhere. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what? God ain't either. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The same God. Amen. That healed you. Same God. Amen. That healed me. glory to God, that brought us out, amen, when we couldn't see our way, amen. So we ask you, praise God, amen, to just, amen, continue, praise God, amen, to be safe, glory to God, amen. But I tell you what, we serve a God that is able. We serve a God, amen, that, amen, amen, hallelujah. His name is above. His name is above COVID. His name is above any disease, any plague. Glory to God, amen. We serve a God, and he's a merciful God, amen. So we thank the Lord tonight, amen, because he is God, amen. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Glory to God, hallelujah. And we thank the Lord tonight, hallelujah, amen, for what he's doing, what he has done, amen. And we thank the Lord, amen, for who he is, hallelujah, where he brought us from, amen. But be sure, praise God, amen, tell somebody, amen, and share with friends, neighbors, amen, to tune us in, praise God, amen, on the Prayer News Network every night at 9 p.m., amen, where good things, good news, amen, is happening right there, amen, where souls are being saved, amen, where, amen, it just said, praise God, souls of, amen, they're rededicating their life back to Christ, amen, hallelujah, amen, and we praise the Lord for that, amen, and that's what it's about, souls being saved, amen, trying to reach the lost soul, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, amen, and I'm just so happy and grateful tonight for what he's doing, what he has done, and what he's getting ready to do, praise God, amen, because we serve a great big God tonight, amen, and you want to say, amen, to Evangelist Bradley, thank you again, amen, for, amen, ask, amen, for letting us, amen, glory to God, be the co-host on tonight, we enjoy it, amen, I love my PNN family tonight, praise God, amen, don't know all by name, but I love you, glory to God, and I thank the Lord, amen, I've come too far to turn around, amen, we'll take nothing for our journey now, amen, so let's pull together, glory to God, pray for one another, amen, we are more than conquerors when we come together, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, lift up one another, amen, glory to God, and I just believe the word tonight, amen, to know, praise God, amen, the choice is yours tonight, glory to God, amen, and what he wants to say, we thank the Lord for our speaker on tonight, our songstress, God bless you on tonight, hallelujah, amen, and we're going to, amen, get ready, praise God, amen, to ask, amen, the woman of God to come back, praise God, amen, to the line, amen, and to close us out, amen, then after that, praise God, amen, we're going to ask, amen, Evangelist Bradley, amen, to open up the line, amen, glory to God, well, we can just shout, amen, and give God some praise. I know you're holding on, and I know you're waiting to get it out. Hallelujah, amen, to give the Lord the praise, amen, because he's worthy and he's due the praise, amen. But before that, we're going to pray, amen, for the woman of God. Glory to God, amen, because she pulled out, praise God, amen, what the Lord, amen, has given her tonight. Glory to God, amen. We want to know that we appreciate you tonight, praise God, amen. And we ask for all one, amen, every heart, amen, turn, praise God, to the evangelist tonight. Our Father, our God, we thank you, Lord, for another day. We thank you, Lord, for what our ears have heard. Lord, and we thank you tonight, hallelujah, because, Lord, you give us a choice. You said in your word, choose ye this day, praise God, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, to make our mind up, glory to God, if Baal be Baal, be Baal, but if you, praise God, hallelujah, be God, hallelujah, then choose. In other words, make up your mind. And Lord, we praise you tonight. Hallelujah, because our choice is you tonight. Glory to God. You're the right choice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Because you said in your word, hallelujah. Glory to God, Lord, that you we are new creatures. Glory to God. And walking in the newness of life, Lord. And we thank you tonight, Lord. And we ask you to bless the speaker tonight, oh God. Bless her. Hallelujah, strengthen her, glory to God, hallelujah, meet every need in the name of Jesus, give her a heart desire, God bless her family tonight, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, open up doors, oh God, that men have shut, in the name of Jesus, God, renew her, revive, restore, God, But we ask you tonight, hallelujah, bless her going out. Bless her coming in the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah, we'll forever give you praise. Keep her under your blood in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you and we praise your name and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Evangelist Murray, praise God. Amen. Amen. I don't know where she's gone. Amen. But come back on tomorrow night. Amen. At 9 p.m. Amen. Same place, same time. Well, we're going higher and higher. Amen. In the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Good news on the PNN. Prayer News Network. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen on tonight. Amen. Evangelist. Amen. Williams. Amen. Murray. I'm sorry. Amen. If not, praise God. Amen. She probably has gone. Amen. But we're going to ask, amen, Evangelist Bradley. Amen. If you will open up the line. Amen. Tonight.
All participants are unmuted.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're to give God some praise. Amen. Tonight. God bless you. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Glory
Jesus,
to God.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
God, we praise you. We love you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for this line. Thank you for your
support. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. For your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Thank you, too. Thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Glory to God. Amen. And again, want to say we appreciate you. Amen. PNN. Amen. To all of our listeners, advisors, God bless you on tonight. Amen. To Evangelist Bradley. Amen. To all of our listeners, God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We ask you, Lord's willing, to come back on tomorrow night, Lord's willing. Amen. Where we'll be doing the same thing. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Come, amen, always with a spirit of expectancy in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Just know, hallelujah, amen, God is on our side. Amen. Tomorrow night at 9 p.m., same place, same time. Amen. On the PNN Prayer News Network. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Have a blessed night. God bless you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.